No general does all the fighting. They may direct, but the victories are won by the rank and file. Policies are determined and plans are laid by the officers of Toastmasters International. But these plans and policies become effective through the work of the hundreds, thousands of members who carry them out. It is the intelligent, energetic action of the individual members which will add up to a tremendous total of results. It was in June 1928 that representatives of a few clubs met in Santa Ana and heard Clark Chamberlain state, "There will be a real federation of our clubs someday." 2 years later, the organization came into being. And for 6 years, Toastmasters International has been doing its great and growing work for men. Year by year, we have grown in numbers and in area covered. The existing clubs have fostered new ones, which have, in turn, become the parents of others. Our presidents have done a vast amount of work, but they have demonstrated they were not doing all the fighting, nor even most of it. Every member has his part. The need for Toastmasters clubs was never greater than today. Never has there been a time when the need for speech ability was so great and universal as now. With all the old isms revamped, and with multitudes of new ones, and with the experiences of the immediate past forecasting what is to come in the future, it becomes more than ever necessary that people be helped to find expression for their thoughts. How can we better help than by spreading the privilege of Toastmasters to everyone? Every one of our members has friends in other towns where no Toastmasters club is organized. The same ambition that made the member join our club makes them desire to be useful to their fellow citizens. There is no better way to express the desire to be helpful than by establishing a new speech center wherein your friend can find opportunity to dig into his mental gold mine, extract the precious ore of thought, and coin it into shining treasures which may be circulated among their associates to their great advantage. Through 6 years of pioneer work, we have been kept from making any major mistakes. There have been errors and failures, but none of catastrophic quality, none that could not be repaired. We stand on the threshold of new opportunity. The year before us bears promise of growth in numbers and usefulness. Guided by past experience, we can safely go forward. This should be a year of unprecedented advancement. Past leaders have built wisely a safe foundation on which we may depend as we undertake new tasks. Leaders and workers must go on together to spread the good word about the Toastmasters idea, to bring its values to a host of people who need it, to extend its organization into new states and nations. Is it too much to think of doubling the number of our clubs before next August? I think not. And yet, in growing numbers, we must be careful to maintain standards and quality. As the one whom you have chosen to lead the movement this year, I am ready to do my best, and all of my best, for the cause. So are the others who have been placed in office by your action. But we must have the support and cooperation of every member and of every member club if we are to make such a record as will please us and you when we come to the end of our year. No general can do all the fighting. Victories are won by the faithful individuals who join them in the field of battle.